Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a very big victory for the United States, for Joe Biden, for good government. Joe Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act yesterday. Roughly $740 billion bill that does a lot of things that no one believed that he could have accomplished even a week ago. Give you just a few examples. Half of that money is being devoted to fighting climate change, or I should say the effects of climate change. There'll be a 40% reduction in carbon emissions by 2030. It also will cap insulin costs for everyone at $35 a month. You know, right now there's some people paying hundreds of dollars a month for insulin. You can't not have insulin. If you don't take it, you can die. It has a cap for Medicare recipients on their pharmaceuticals of $2,000 a year. Some people today are buying, they're buying pharmaceuticals for thousands of dollars a year. And how do you pay the rent and buy the food when you have to do that? It also, for the first time, permits the government to negotiate prices with the pharmaceutical companies, for bulk purchases. You know, no one buys more pharmaceuticals than the U.S. government. Yet the Republicans 15 years ago, 16 years ago, put in a law that said we can't take advantage of bulk purchases like an insurance company would or a company would. And the pharmaceutical companies charge whatever they want. And we pay it. Hundreds of billions of dollars. That's because the Republicans are supported by the pharmaceutical companies. And sadly, Kristen Sinema is supported by the pharmaceutical companies too, by the way. Also supported by Wall Street. I'll get to that in a second. In any event, this bill also increased taxes. I should say more specifically, it is going to collect taxes from companies and higher net worth individuals who committed tax fraud or avoided their tax obligations. It'll hire many more IRS agents, forensic accountants, forensic lawyers. The government has lost something like $1 trillion in tax avoidance that could be recovered by a simple audit, like recovered by a simple forensic look at selected returns, high net worth individual returns. The Republicans are trying to scare folks, saying things like, well, this is they're just going to unleash tax audits on people making $20,000 a year. Are you kidding me? That's not where the money came from. That's not where the money is being lost. This will be on corporations and high net worth individuals. It's long overdue. Anyway, all of this is welcome. All of this is terrific. And Joe Biden brought it home. You know, getting Manchin on board to put in about $370 billion of the $740 billion to address climate change, to address, to give incentives for clean emissions, clean energy. He's taking a lot of heat, Manchin is, in West Virginia, from some coal folks. But somehow Biden got him to come along. He and Schumer then negotiated. What it does do, it gives him a few bones that he can gnaw on and throw to the crowd. We'll see. The one thing that really kills me, that really, really kills me, is it had in it, in addition to all these reforms, an elimination of the carried interest scam. Talked about this before. What is the carried interest scam? Hedge funds, for instance, don't pay income tax. You pay income tax. You probably thought hedge funds pay income tax. Hedge funds don't pay income tax. They had lobbyists go down to Washington and say, we have an idea. Instead of calling hedge fund income, what they earn, income, let's call it carried interest. Why is that important? Because carried interest is taxed at half the rate of the income tax. And typically it had been used by companies, and I think probably rightly, who take tremendous risk so that when they actually get something, their write-offs for the bad risks don't come anywhere near to incentivizing them. At least this is the argument. So their income is taxed at 50% and called carried interest. An example are oil wells. An oil company will go out and drill 50 wells, and 49 of them are dry holes, and it's expensive as hell to do that. And the 50th one is a gusher. So when the gusher comes, what comes out of the ground there is taxed at 50%, at half of the income tax. It's called carried interest. The same with some paper companies. They'll plant thousands of acres of trees, say in Oregon and Washington. You plant a tree, you don't harvest anything. You know, you're not going to cut down a sapling and make wood out of it, you know, and make lumber out of it. The things have to grow. And they grow, and they get watered, and they get pruned and all this. And nobody's making any money off of that. So when then they sell the wood harvest, they may pay half the income tax to recognize they took a risk. You know, some of these trees, you know, burn down, some of these trees are diseased and whatever, and you don't get any benefit from it for a long time. Economic benefit, you get plenty of environmental benefit from them, which is very good. Well, the hedge funds had this idea. Well, why don't we call it carried interest? And the Democrats say, are you kidding me? What risk are you taking? You're sitting with a couple of computers and secretaries, and you're sitting there, and people give you money to invest. You know, this isn't trees that could be diseased. These aren't dry holes. This is money. And you get 2% of everything that you are managing, whether you win or lose. So if you get $1 billion, 2% of $1 billion is 20 million. Some of them have $100 billion. That's 200 million is 2%. Well, no, actually 100 billion, 2 billion is 2%. In any event. What's happening here is that these guys get a ton of cash with no risk, and they place bets. It's a casino. So they'll bet on derivatives, swaptions, they'll short stuff. They'll bundle mortgages knowing that they're crooked and this kind of thing. And if they manage to get a return that is higher than the S&P 500 for that year, they also get a couple of percent off of that. But if they go into the casino and lose, derivatives tank, swaptions tank, this kind of thing tanks, that kind of, well, they shrug, they go out to dinner, and they still get 2% of the whole thing. There's no risk. And yet Congress, the Republicans caved. And cinema, they got to cinema. You know, they got to cinema, and she said, I won't vote for any of this unless you get rid of the carried interest thing. I won't vote for any of this unless you get rid of the carried interest thing. Well, what do you do with that? If a Republican gets in her seat, they'll vote for Moscow Mitch, and we won't control the Senate, and Biden gets shut down. She at least votes for Moscow Mitch to be the majority leader. She occasionally throws a bone. She did vote to impeach Trump or to convict Trump and all that. But it would be nice to have a Democrat who is a Democrat down in Arizona. Question is, can you get one? Mark Kelly is a Democrat in Arizona, and he's great. It's essential he get reelected against this Blake Masters this time. So how did the Republicans react to the signing of this bill? You know what they did? Moscow Mitch said, quote, it is a great fog and a great bag of special interest. Special interest, right. The environment, special interest. Getting rid of tax fraud, yeah, I guess. I mean, if you're constituents are committing tax fraud, then that's a special interest, trying to stop your constituents from committing tax fraud. And by constituents, I mean their donors. Yeah, if you're talking about people who need insulin and don't have a lot of money, limiting their exposure to $35 a month rather than $500 a month, Yeah, you can say people with diabetes are special interests if you want to. It's kind of weird. The thing that just blew me out of the water, you're not going to believe this. Just yesterday, you know what Ron Johnson said? Ron Johnson said that the ability to negotiate lower drug costs with the pharmaceutical companies punishes the pharmaceutical in industry. It is wrong. Ron Johnson said that. Now, let me tell you something. I'm not giving advice to Mandela Barnes on how to run his race. Mandela's a good man. He has some good folks pushing him. But if you have Ron Johnson said on video, on air, that he opposes the ability of the U.S. government to negotiate bulk discounts for buying pharmaceuticals because it, quote, punishes the pharmaceutical industry. I guess you got to give him props for honesty, which is rare. But I mean, you know, he's also the guy that said he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. And he's the guy that went to Moscow, Russia on the 4th of July in 2018 for reasons he still hasn't disclosed. You know, and yeah, he is the guy that said that you should take ivermectin and doxychloroquine. And he was on a panel with a guy saying, if you get vaccinated against COVID, you get AIDS. And he did not correct him. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say, given everything else, he also said, by the way, Ron Johnson, that Social Security and Medicare should no longer be guaranteed. That the Senate at the budget time should look and see what money's left over and put what they can towards it. Oh, really, what they can towards it. Well, after the defense budget and tax cuts, what do you think that will be? It won't be very much. You get $2,000 a month from Social Security or $1,800 a month. One year you get $1,100 a month. Another year you may get nothing. Another year you may get $900 a month. You can't plan on that. You can't plan to pay your rent on that. Medicare, the same thing. You say, we'll see what's left over. Maybe we'll throw a few bucks, but we're not going to pay your medical bills. And good luck, get a job. Well, what if you're 80 years old and nobody will hire you? Plus, you've worked hard all your life. Why should you have to go back to work for medical care? And a lot of employers aren't giving medical care. They're getting split shifts and that kind of thing to avoid it, even part-time status. This guy, I don't know what universe he's in. Comes out right in the middle of this signing of the bill, and he goes, I'm opposed to this because it punishes the pharmaceutical industry. Hey, Jack, the pharmaceutical industry for 15 years, because of George W. Bush and the Republican Congress 15 years ago, has not had to negotiate prices. We paid full retail. So they say this pill costs $800, really, in some cases. Or this pill costs $40 a pill. Some guy has to take one every day. We're paying for it. Taxpayers are paying for it. Okay. Now the government, because of Joe Biden, can go to the pharmaceutical companies and go, all right, it's $40. We want the rate you give to insurance companies and big companies. Yeah, but that's only $9. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what we want. And we're the 800-pound gorilla, and they are not. And Ron Johnson thinks that's wrong. This guy isn't protecting the taxpayer by saying that he thinks that's wrong. And he's certainly not protecting the average American when he says that Social Security and Medicare, if he gets a chance to set it, will be discretionary, not guaranteed. You can't count on your check. You cannot count on medical care. Anyway, great news yesterday. Joe Biden brought it home, scored the touchdown. It's good for America. I want to give an injection of good news on this broadcast. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Problems with the lines have been corrected. We are fully open for calls. Back after the break.